Tango Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. N0TR.
I thought maybe you floated away yesterday. I couldn't catch you on the radio yesterday.
Well, with COVID, you're not too chatting, I don't think. Wasn't on, Rusty. Just trying to get over this crud.
What it was, I figured you'd had a little bit of a relapse. Had to leave my house early. I wasn't intending to leave for another 10 minutes or so, but the state showed up to clean out the culvert underneath my driveway and the ditch on either side of my driveway my yard wouldn't flood again.
We got a big pile of leaves out there where it washed down from the neighbors through the whistle, I call it, under the drive. No, I'm not having no relapse. I haven't had any reprieve. I got to go pick up some Paxlovid in a little bit from CVS through the drive-thru. And I've been advised not to take it after 72 hours, but the doctor on a video thing yesterday prescribed it for both of us, so I don't know what to do. The person that advised me in that, well, three different people said don't take it unless your oxygen levels, oximeter thing, starts to go down, and it hasn't. It's sort of been like a bad cold, Rusty.
That's what my last thing was and all, and I tried over the weekend to catch a cold, but fortunately I didn't. I caught it early enough Saturday that I doctored myself, so by Monday I was over it, whatever it was.
Looking at Mucilax and lots of vitamin C and all regular vitamins. And Bernice just made me a nice big breakfast of scrambled eggs and pancakes and sausage. And I'm not all that hungry, but I eat just to keep up my strength. But I sure feel crummy, I can tell you that. I wouldn't want to run a 100-yard dash, but I'm just thankful I'm not completely bedfast, and I haven't been so far, knock on wood. The doctor said day 8 and 9, things could turn to you-know-what. And that's why he went ahead and prescribed this antiviral medicine. By the way, it's free from CVS. It has to be prescribed. But I was surprised at that.
Phone call.
N0TR.
IQ Mobile.
Hi, Bill. How you doing today? Bernice and I have both been fighting COVID for about a week.
Sounds like, though, it's unpleasant, but it's manageable. Well, Elaine and I had a flu for a whole week. My niece brought it over on Christmas Day, so both of us had the flu. It was a whole lot worse than any COVID I've ever had. If I get COVID again, I hope it's like the last time, but I sure don't want to get the flu again.
Hear that, Bill. We had our flu shots. Did you have yours and still caught it?
We had the flu shots like the 1st of October, and had a booster shot about the same time. Actually, we got both of them at the same time, booster COVID. So that's all I can say.
Sorry, well, it makes you wonder, don't it, Bill, because they go over there and get about 4 strains of it, something like that. I'm no expert on it. And then it's a dead virus, and they give it to you. It's supposed to be pretty effective. Now, maybe it was, but I can tell you this much. I got the flu many, many years ago one time, and I was so much sicker than I have been with this COVID so far. One of our friends is a nurse, and a long-time trauma nurse, and she sees many, many patients every day. She said you know, that my daughter, it's a friend of my daughter's, and she said that her patients that have taken this Paxlovid and a viral, that they've had rebound COVID from it, if it's been over 72 hours since the onset. Did you take anything for yours?
What, for the COVID?
Roger.
No, I had a really mild case. I caught it when I was on a bus with 42 people, went to Wyoming, out west for 2 weeks. This was not this summer, the one before. Over half the people came down, tested positive for COVID by the time they got back, and one person actually died from it. It just depends on the person. Turns on, you know, everybody's different. Who knows? But actually, all I had was kind of the sniffles, and it was almost like an allergy. And I was lucky. Just that's all I had. But Elaine never did get it. But by the time I got home, I probably wasn't contagious anymore. That's all I can say. But this flu I had last week, the thing about it, I'm saying it's flu, and there are so many viral things going around, who knows whether it's actually the flu that the shots were designed for, or some other kind of virus that was intestinal. We just stayed home, and we got over it. It took us about a week. Over.
Well, I'm glad you got over it. Yeah, there's a lot of those belly flus that aren't the regular full-blown flu. And I used to know some of the names, but I don't anymore, Bill. But this is, with me, it's been like, I haven't had a cold in several years. And this year, this is the second cold I've had. And, of course, I've had pulmonary problems, and I have a form of emphysema and heart failure and stuff like that, so doctor said you especially ought to go ahead and take this antiviral, but we got advice from three different places, said no, don't take it. Shelley up in Michigan said one of her co-workers, who had a pacemaker, by the way, Shelley's a teacher up there, she took it, and after she took it, she got a relapse of it and missed another week's work. So, you don't know what to do, you know. But, yeah, there's so many strains of it, and they propagate off, you know, there's different ones, like the Omicron 4 and 5, I think, was what the last, our fourth shot was. And we don't even know where we got it. We wear masks when we go shopping in the grocery store and Walmart and that, and very few people even wear a mask anymore.
It doesn't. They just, the typical mask is, they're just not effective. Now, if you're in a hospital and you have a fitted mask, N95 or something like that, they're effective, but they're not effective. They're just, this really just give you a false sense of security. So I've spoken my piece. anyway, I'm here at the car wash, and I got to take my antenna off. I'm here at the Greenville car wash right next to Mimo's, and I pulled in, and I didn't realize what a line of cars there are over here, so I may be a little late for my lunch next door. I don't know. But I'm going to go say 73, so I hope you feel better really quick. Sorry you got that. You know, that's the way it is nowadays. It's just going to happen. I don't care what shots you get. And, I think it's wise to get the shots, but they're not a guarantee about not getting sick. Something's gonna lay you low for a while, just the way it is if you're around people particularly. 73 is N4 IQ.
are. Well, thanks for coming in there, Bill. I appreciate it. Good to hear you this morning. I haven't heard you in a while. Of course, I haven't been on very much. And, yeah, they say it's just, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And that stuff's about 3 microns, which is really, really small, 3 to 5. And we have N95 masks. So what can I say? take care, Bill. N4IQ, N0TR73.
Yeah, they probably do some good. They still, you know, if you got any gaps on the side or, you know, what really gets me is people going out to lunch, they'll have these masks on and they'll take them off. They're eating everything. As soon as they get up, they put them back on. I don't know. All right, 73's N4IQ.